This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 11th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Donnelly. Here's today's headlines. FSIS extends comment period on proposed product of USA label. And USDA offers $75 million to organic farmers. FSIS extends comment period on proposed product of USA label. The Food Safety and Inspection Service is extending the comment period on its proposed rule for a voluntary product of USA labeling claim on meat until June 11, that after receiving requests from the North American Meat Institute and the Government of Canada. NAMI sought a 90-day extension, but Canada asked for just 30 more days, which FSIS granted. The proposal would allow voluntary product of USA or made in the USA claims to be used on FSIS regulated products derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. NAMI came out sharply against the proposed rule when it was released in March. Both Canada and Mexico have voiced concerns. The Consumer Federation of America and other groups, however, opposed the extension request. CFA, along with Consumer Reports, Food and Water Watch, and the National Family Farm Coalition, said FSIS should finalize and implement this rule as soon as possible. USDA offers $75 million for financial and technical assistance to organic farmers. Organic farmers will receive $70 million in direct assistance to adopt a new organic management standard and another $5 million to partner with new organic technical experts to increase staff capacity and expertise, the USDA said yesterday. The funds are allocated under the 2020 Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or the CARES Act. Producers transitioning to organic can count on NRCS for assistance through the process, Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Terry Cosby said in a news release. By strengthening our technical proficiency and providing technical and financial assistance through new tools and practices, we can better support producers through the challenges of organic transition. NRCS will help producers adopt the new organic management standard under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, which allows flexibility for producers to get the assistance and education they need, such as attending workshops or requesting help from experts or mentors. It supports conservation practices required for organic certification and may provide foregone income reimbursement for dips in production during the transition period, the agency said. NRCS will dedicate $5 million to partner with six organic technical experts through five-year agreements. These services include hosting hands-on organic training and fielding organic-related staff questions. One organic research position will support this network. NRCS said it will post a notice of funding opportunity on grants.gov this week, which outlines requirements for proposals from regional organizations and partners. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. FAS sees more corn and less rice coming out of Brazil. USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service is now predicting Brazil will produce 133 million metric tons of corn in all three of its growing seasons for the 23-24 marketing year. That's more than a 6% increase from 125 million tons that in the previous marketing year. Brazilian corn production continues to exceed expectations with another record-breaking harvest, according to the report out of the FSA office in Brasilia. With high demand for corn, both domestically and internationally, farmers remain optimistic about continuing planting, resulting in an increase in expected planted area next season. Meanwhile, Brazilian farmers are expected to produce their smallest rice crop in 25 years. That due to prolonged drought in the south and low profitability for farmers, FAS said. The Brasilia office is now predicting Brazil will produce about 10.1 million tons of paddy rice, equivalent to about 6.8 million tons of milled rice. Socially disadvantaged producers press lawsuit against USDA over ARPA debt relief. USDA owes socially disadvantaged farmers the debt relief they were promised in the American Rescue Plan Act. Lawyers for four plaintiffs said in a response to the government's motion to dismiss their claim, despite returning the proper forms following passage of the debt relief language in ARPA, which included $4 billion in debt relief for, quote, socially disadvantaged producers, the plaintiffs never received their payments. Instead, after multiple federal courts said the law was unconstitutional, Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which made the debt relief available to any and all distressed borrowers. The four plaintiffs, three African-American producers and one Native American, are alleging breach of contract. In its motion to dismiss, the government said the plaintiffs' factual allegations do not state a plausible claim that they formed any contract with the United States, whether express or implied in fact. Brazil's soy harvest jumps to 82% complete. Brazilian farmers have completed 82% of this year's soybean harvest as work intensifies in the north of the country and crop failures are confirmed in the southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul, that according to the consulting firm Agroal. In this final stretch of the harvest, work is concentrated in Brazil's north and northeast, where productivity reports remain very good, according to Agroal. The harvest is going much slower in the southern states of Santa Catarina and Rio Grande do Sul, that according to the firm, which stressed that, quote, low yields reported confirm the crop failure due to drought in Rio Grande do Sul. Agroal lowered its forecast in March for Brazilian soybean production to 150.9 million metric tons. The USDA's latest prediction is for 153 million tons. Brazil harvested 129.5 million tons of soy last year. New executive order looks at reform of regulatory analysis and comments. A new executive order from the Biden administration requires the Office of Management and Budget to consider how to make comment periods on proposed rules and guidance more efficient, and how to broaden the scope of federal agency analysis of those proposals. Regulatory analysis, as practicable and appropriate, shall recognize distributive impacts and equity to the extent permitted by law, the order says. In other words, agencies should look at the impacts of regulations on people of different socioeconomic backgrounds. In addition, the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs will consider, quote, guidance or tools to modernize the notice and comment process, including through technological changes. Reforms could include ways to deal with mass comments, computer-generated comments, such as those generated through artificial intelligence, and falsely attributed comments. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.